couple of goals in the power play, Manson, to assimilated yourself pretty well on that top unit.
Yeah, you know, when you're with good players, you just try and get them the puck, and my job is just stand there and take the goalie away, and I trash in front, put it in. So, happened nice tonight, and just got to keep it going, build confidence.
What about the atmosphere tonight, man? Home opener, you're kicking off the NHL season. What was that like to be out there?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we had the blue carpet when we came in, and there was a bunch of fans out there. You know, it took me like 15 minutes just to get in, just in, sign some stuff. And, you know, the sport here has always been amazing. And I've said that ever since I've gotten here. This town's amazing, and they showed their support tonight for sure.
What can you say about Jonas and his performance?
Oh, he's awesome. You know, he made some big stops there. You know, a couple balls in front, and they had a nice chance in front, and he came up big and made some stops. So he's huge, and, you know, as we keep going, obviously, we don't want to give those grade A's up, but he's going to keep getting his confidence and get better and better.
The penalty kill was a point of improvement. What did you see tonight?
Yeah, it's just a lot of blocks, you know. Unfortunately, Motter took one there, didn't finish the game, but, you know, Glenn had a few, Dee had a few. You know, it's just the guys willing to lay out and eat one for the team, and just their efforts, you know. When one guy goes, we all go, and I thought it was really good that way. Obviously, we gave one up, and we obviously want to limit those, but as a whole, I thought our effort was really good.
What was it like to get put in a pressure cooker there at the end of the game, holding on to that one goal lead and be able to hold on to it and get that goal and seal this game up?
Yeah, that's what winning teams do, and that's what we love to do. We did tonight. You know, we got to stay strong. They're going to get their shots. We just got to make sure that we block them and throw them the other way and get them out of the zone. So to pull that first game, you know, pull the goalie and we answer like that, it's good, and we just got to build on it.
Nick, when you're used to playing on that first unit, like you said, around a bunch of stars, how does a performance like tonight help you in that mode?
Yeah, it's big. You know, I personally wasn't happy with my break-ins. I think that I just got to make better plays because you don't want the puck going all the way down the ice. But that's just growing pains, you know. I'm in a new spot with new players, and I'm trying to get them the puck. So instead of just stopping my feet, I got to move my feet and make a play and get it to them and then get them for the net. But I think after the second period, it was good and feeling comfortable. I just got to build on that.
Make a lot of new faces on this team this year. As you've gone through training camp, how have you seen that kind of build and come together that led into tonight, and how much more growth is there to have?
Yeah, our team, our staff, our management, really good at picking good guys. You know, a lot of guys that come into this room are good guys, and they're here for a reason. And they're not just here because they're skilled, they're here because they're off ice as well. So when you have guys that are coming in that are awesome guys, it's easy to be a team and play together and build chemistry. You know, there's no bad apples in here. Everyone's looking to get better. Everyone's looking to push each other. That's one thing I saw in training camp is, you know, we had a hard training camp and we didn't let up, you know, battles. We're hungry for it this year and we weren't happy with how it ended last year. So, yeah, the new guys coming in fit right in.
Thank you. Thank you.